Seventh paper. Debate, 29 May, 1893. Proceedings. The meeting was again held today. Dr. Henry Martin Clark proposed that since Mr. Abdullah Atham could not come because of illness, he would offer to take his place and that Reverend Ehsanullah should be appointed the chairman representing Christians. The proposal was accepted by the permission of Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Sahib and the chairman representing Muslims. Dr. Clark started to dictate his reply at 6:16 and finished at 7:15, and after due comparison between the transcribers, it was read out loud. Mirza Sahib started at 7:55 and finished his dictation at 8:55, and after comparison, it was read out loud to the audience. Dr. Henry Martin Clark began dictating his reply at 9:40 and finished at 10:35, and after comparison, it was read out loud to the audience. Afterward, the two chairmen signed the written documents and thus the first part of the debate was adjourned. Signature English, Ehsanullah acting on behalf of Henry Martin Clark, President representing Christians. Signature English, Ghulam Qadir Fasih, President representing Muslims.